You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you again on another Saturday afternoon. And we greet you to our program that we've called for a lot of years, Raising the Standard. And we greet you and welcome you wherever you are. If you're out in your car listening on the radio, maybe at home on the computer, wherever you are, somewhere around the world, because it does go around the world places. And so we just welcome you. Hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. Don and I co-pastor a church here in Stuart, Florida that we have for 21 years, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, right out of Revelation 19:10. And so we welcome you to the program. If you've never listened to it before, we trust that you'll be blessed with what you hear, not because of Don and I, but because we're going to give you the Word of God and the truth. And Yeshua said the truth will what?
Make men free.
So we thank the Lord for that. And so we've been doing this for a long time. You heard the intro. We do a lot with the Jewish roots and Hebrewism. And here we are. The church is going to celebrate Pentecost tomorrow. And so we're here to talk a little bit about it. And we've been talking about it for several weeks as we've been counting the Omer. And we know on the Jewish lunar calendar, the actual day of Pentecost came a few days ago. But we're going to talk about what the church will be celebrating. We hope they'll celebrate the right way, Pastor, right?
Amen.
Pastor
Don,
they'll do the right thing. So Donna's got a couple of announcements she wants to make, and then we'll move on.
Yes, this is, I call it, it's Pentecost weekend. Amen?
That's it.
And, of course, we need to all be Pentecost in the Spirit.
Amen. We should all be Pentecostal, shouldn't we? Not denominational-wise, but in the Spirit.
In the Spirit. That's right, because the Spirit was poured out on Pentecost. And we're going to talk about that today. So this weekend, we have a Holy Ghost revival meetings this weekend. So starting Friday, and we're Saturday tonight at 7 p.m., and also Sunday, finishing on Sunday, which is Pentecost Sunday, at 10. And you know, we always, when we have our Shabbat, we always have the challah bread out.
Right.
And we always do communion, and we say the prayers, the Sabbath prayers. Mm-hmm. And just because God said to remember the Sabbath day. It's for all people.
Amen.
Not just for Jewish people. It's for all people who believe in the one true God.
That's right.
I better clarify that. The one true God. That's Jehovah.
Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So he said to remember that. He told Moses that. So God had already set up the Sabbath way before he set up the law. So because what? It's for us. It's for men. So we always have the challah bread on Friday nights, and it represents the fullness of God to us, and also the Jew and Gentile, the one new man. And God has called those one new man. You know, we've been grafted in. We were wild, but now we're grafted in to the truth. The vine. Anyway, so we will have that challah bread also on Sunday. But we'll have two of them. And Pastor Gene probably will mention that as we go along and teach. There will be two challah breads out on our table. And that represents, well, I just mentioned it, Jew and Gentile. And the Bible talks about one new man. We're one in Yeshua. There's neither Jew nor Greek, you know, male nor female. We're all one in the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. That should liberate a lot of us and set us free.
Amen.
Amen. So we will be having services tonight at 7 o'clock. So come join us. You can call us. I'm going to give you the phone number in just a second if you'd like directions. But we're really easy to find. We're in Stuart, Florida, off of exit 101. And we're on Cantor Highway. The road you should come off of is exit 101. That's Cantor mm-hmm. Highway. And we're just six lights east and are going towards the beach. And there we are on Monterey in the Monterey Plaza next to Save a Lot Food Store. So we'll be doing having services here tonight at 7 and also on Sunday at 10 a.m. Holy Ghost outpouring. See, it's time. This is a change and this is a new season. Amen. And we need to press into those things. And we've been waiting. We've been talking about this for several weeks, how important this time is. And this is when this is the power. This is the power we all need, is the power of the Holy Ghost. And as Pastor Gene said, this radio broadcast is going on the internet, so you can listen to us on the internet, WCNO.com.
Wherever you are, yes.
Wherever you are at 12 noon,
noon.
Eastern Standard Time.
You're thinking about Sunday.
On Saturdays.
Amen.
And also, you can listen to it anytime you want to, day or night, anytime,
Hallelujah.
Because this program will be replayed on WCNO.com along with other programs that we have on there, and they're 24/7.
Yeah,
this radio program.
Bring it up and listen to it again
around the world, and so that's a real blessing. So you can go back and listen to this again if you want to, over and over and over again, because we know the Word of God does not return void, and we need to know it. We need to listen. We need to put it in our heart. We need to believe it. Amen. So, anyways, the phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. Mm-hmm. That's area code 772-285-7007.
Thank you.
That's the number to call, not the other number, because the office number, we are not in there on the weekend, so you won't get us, and we won't get you until Monday, and the weekend will be passed. So call 285-7007.
Amen.
So we're just blessed to be able to be here on this broadcast again with you today, and we pray that you are blessed. And if you would like to we have a lot of things to offer. If you want the calendar for this new month, just give us a call. We'd be glad to mail you the calendar free of charge. If you want some information about the church or any information about Pastor Gene's commentary, which many of you have, and many of you are blessed by it, and some of you are even teaching his commentary to others in your church. It doesn't matter, mm-hmm. Baptist, wherever, because the Word of God is the Word of God.
That's right.
And it's about the feasts of the Lord. And so we need to all know these things so that we may grow by them.
Amen.
Amen. So, Pastor Gene, the fire.
Let's say hello to Roscoe and Audrey.
Let's say hello to Roscoe and Audrey.
Yeah, over on Andros Island in Bahamas.
I know they've got the fire.
They sure do.
They've got the fire. And I know they'll be preaching
Hallelujah.
Pentecost, and I know they won't just talk about
That's
it,
right.
and
they'll
won't just
they'll
talk
demonstrate
about
it.
The history, but they will demonstrate it, and we will demonstrate it, because it's not just a story, it's not just history.
It's a bit.
It's now.
That's right. It's
now.
Today.
And it's been going on for many, many years.
That's right.
What happened at Azusa Street?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in America, a great thing happened in Azusa Street. Well, that wasn't the beginning of Pentecost then. No, that was just, you know, some people had gone dormant in it, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you lay something aside, you know, it just becomes dormant. You even forget where it might be. I've done that before here in this house. Lay things aside.
And
or
forget where it's
office.
At.
Well, yeah. Can't find it. Well, you know, then a month later you find it, it's got dust on it or something, you know. I don't
Amen.
Know. Or you find it someplace where you thought you put it in a safe place, and you, it was such a good safe place you couldn't find it. But, you know, we don't want to just lay it aside. It's not a one-time event. It's a lifetime event.
That's right.
But here in America, when Azusa Street, some people knew what they did. They had to get hungry.
They got real hungry, didn't they?
They got real hungry for the things of God. And
the Bible said they
waited,
could receive it, yeah.
And they waited just like they did at the time of Pentecost. They read that where it said wait.
Wait and tarry.
So they waited and they tarried and they prayed. And they weren't praying in the Holy Ghost at that time. They didn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They were believers. They had the Spirit of God within them.
But they had a suddenly, didn't they?
But they didn't have the outpouring
yes.
of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But when that came, wow, there was a fire. Do you know that they even sent fire trucks there? Because people
that
saw fire
yeah.
on that building. Yeah. And so that was a demonstration of God's power.
That's right.
So this is not something that we should just lay aside or just do it once. It's a lifetime. It's a daily thing. It's what gives us power. What's what gives us, brings us into the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. It brings us into the mystery of the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't we need to, don't we want to know these mysteries?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible talks about, you know, seeking, and you got to seek, and we knock, and we look for, and whatever you want to do, we find, God will show us. He will show us the mysteries and give us these things. But, you know, it's by the Spirit, not by the mind.
That's right.
That's the difference. That's where people have a problem, because they try to figure out things in their mind. But you can't figure out the Holy Ghost in your mind.
And I think, you know, the Holy Ghost is not to be hidden, you know. You know, people are going to keep it secretly. I only do it at home.
No.
That's not what it's all about.
No.
I mean, it's right on the power, out on the streets and highways, everywhere you go.
Yes,
you know?
Jesus.
Like there, we read last week, it was noised abroad.
It was
everyone
noisy.
Everyone heard it, yeah.
It was noisy. Now all of a sudden, everybody wants to be quiet.
Be quiet, that's
and
right.
And just whisper.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord gave us a trumpet.
You.
We blow the trumpet. We have shofars in our church and also trumpets. But we blow the trumpet, or a shofar, if you want to call it a shofar, either one. They're both the same things. The sound. We blow the trumpet. We have a, what is our trumpet, silver or gold? We have a silver.
Yeah, it's kind of a brass-looking
it's
trumpet.
A long,
brass-looking
but
trumpet.
We have several shofars.
That's right.
And they're different sizes. But we blow those. Well, you know what? That's a representative of God's voice, the trumpet. But we're the representative of God's voice because
Amen.
We are his trumpet. Do you have a voice box? Well, put your hand right there and talk, and you're going to feel the...
Yeah, that's right.
What?
The vibration.
Vibrations.
When you talk, you can feel it in your throat.
Right.
You?
Well, you know, if you just whisper, you don't feel as much.
That's
or
right.
If you just try to think it. People say, well, I just pray in my mind. You don't just pray in your mind. The Bible says your mouth. You speak
it's
it out
trumpet.
Of your mouth. You have a tongue.
That's right.
We have a tongue. And it's a forceful... the power of God comes forth. So we need to stir ourselves. You know, Paul told Timothy to stir himself in his most holy faith, right?
That's right.
To stir himself by what? Praying in the
Spirit.
Praying
in the Spirit, yeah.
So we
hands laid on him. You received that, yeah.
It's over here, and I believe it's in...
It's in Timothy.
It's in Timothy. I'm just going to look that up. Is that in...
If you think about it, it's incredible when we... think about what God's given to us. And, you know, today, for some reason, the church is like it's some little secret thing. And, you know, if you have it, you just hide it. Well, no, it's to be used for God's glory, but it also builds up you to walk in a place where you can build up your most holy faith and all that. And so you kind of wonder why all of a sudden, you know, it was noised in that day.
Let me read this.
Go right ahead.
Amen. Praise God. It's over here in 2 Timothy. And Paul is admonishing Timothy, you know, he had a big responsibility.
Sure did.
And we all have a big responsibility, whether it's to one person or to a million people or 1,000 people. One person is important as somebody who's ministering to 1,000 people, because each soul is precious to God. He says over here in verse 6 of first chapter 1, he says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance,"
right.
Reminding you.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That thou stir up the gift.
The
now,
gift.
The gift.
Yeah, it's got the gift. It's got a definite article
that's
there.
That's
the
gift of the Holy Ghost. That's praying in the Spirit.
That's right,
right there.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, and we can prove this,
mm-hmm.
which is in thee, because he had already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
He was already praying in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, I'm admonishing you to, I'm reminding you, remember that thou that thou stir up. How do you stir something up? You ever make soup?
You got to use it.
You got to stir it up.
Stir it up and use
well,
it. Yeah.
The Holy Ghost, it's our belly. It comes up from our belly.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stir up by praying in the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. So Paul at one time put his hands on Timothy, and he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, you don't have to have hands put on you to receive it, but many people do. I know when you received it, you had hands put on you.
I had hands laid on me when I had it and received it.
Then he tells him, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. See, the Holy Ghost gives you power.
Love.
And the Holy Ghost gives you love. And the Holy Ghost gives us a sound mind.
Hallelujah.
Because we can't figure things out just in our mind. We got to have the Holy Ghost. We got to have the Spirit and truth. See,
that's right.
What is the Spirit? The Spirit is the Holy Ghost. And truth is this Word of God that we have before us. So we need both. He says, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Don't be, we're not to be ashamed of the Holy Ghost.
That's right. They want to hide it for some reason, don't they?
Don't hold back. Release it. Nor of me his prisoner. Now, don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed of me. Well, you know, a lot of people could have been ashamed of Paul. Because Paul said, I pray in the Holy Ghost more than you all.
That's right.
Well, he know he needed it.
He sure did.
Because he had a big job to
do. Yeah.
He had a lot of work. And he had to trust in the Lord, whether he was being beaten, or whether he was shipwrecked, or whether he was preaching, whether he was in prison. You know, remember them when they sang, when they sang and they worshiped the Lord, the prison doors opened up.
Yeah.
Well, no matter where he was at, sent on an island with a bunch of heathens, no matter where he was at, people could be ashamed of him because he moved in the power and the anointing of God. He was not afraid to pray in the Holy Ghost. He says, I pray in the Holy Ghost more than you all. He didn't pray in the Holy Ghost more than them all to preach, but for the power that he needed to do the preaching.
That's right.
Glory to God. And because of all the persecution he went through. So he said, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. See, the Holy Ghost is the testimony of our Lord.
That's
he brings
right.
the testimony. He brings the revelation. So we're moving into this new season of revelation. And so we must have the Holy Ghost to move into this new season of revelation. Because the revelation is in the fire. And the fire is in the Holy Ghost.
And this is one of the biggest divisions in the church today is about people that pray in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you know, we should all be Pentecostal, not denominational-wise, but Pentecostal. What happened to Azusa Street? You know, thank God they left that building out there as a memorial. You know, it's a memorial what happened there.
I'm going to finish this. Nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. I have power of God underlined in my Bible. So it's a holy calling. And you know, the Bible, the King James Bible, is the only one that I know of that uses Holy Ghost.
It is. It's the only one.
Because the Holy Ghost is talking about the Spirit of God moving through us. Host God. We all receive the Spirit of God when we get born again. But there is an additional gift. And the gift is the gift of the Holy Ghost. And within the gift of the Holy Ghost, well, we talked about, he told him three of them, what, power, love, and sound mind. And of course that we know there's more, healing, miracles.
It's all part of it.
It's
an entrance into the supernatural.
It's an entrance into the supernatural.
But if we read right there where it says, Timothy was given what? The gift.
The gift.
And there's a definite article there. Well, what is the gift? The gift is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to prove this to you while Don's looking up something. It's in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Now, we've shared this on the radio different times, but listen to this. Peter said, as every man hath received the gift. Now, these other Bibles they took the definite article out and they got the word a. As every man hath received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. But the King James says this, and this is true, as every man hath received the gift. The gift is the baptism of the Holy Ghost that brings us into the supernatural realm, and that's what? It's God's empowering presence. Now listen, so we receive the gift, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's where all the anointing comes from. All the manifestations will come through operating in the Holy Ghost. It says, even so with that, minister what? The same, those giftings from the Holy Ghost, one to another, as good stewards of what? The manifold grace of God. Manifold means many-sided grace of God. So that's what it's all about. It brings us into the supernatural. You know, the apostles didn't hardly do anything until the day of Pentecost, church will be talking about tomorrow, until the baptism came, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they were speaking in tongues. That's when their whole realm just turned upside down and they walked into the supernatural. And look at all the miracles that was done during that time. Well, God didn't end that. He wants it to continue on today. But if we don't believe that God's the same yesterday, today, and forever, well, then nothing's going to happen. So he's not a God that did that years ago, and then he's not doing it. And remember this, God never gives you anything and then takes it away.
Amen.
And we hear this in the church. Well, God's not doing that anymore. God didn't give it and then take it away. It's for today. So we got to believe that and walk into the fullness of it, and that's where the anointing comes. And it says in 1 First John, we have an unction to function. The anointing of the Holy Ghost gives us that unction, what? To function in the realm of the Spirit. So this is the entrance. And so when you get the baptism, it just brings you right into the supernatural realm. In other words, you're not going to work out of your mind so much. You're going to be walking out of the Spirit man that's within you, that God's renewed and all. And so that's why we need the power of the Holy Ghost. And not to be ashamed of it. You know, people don't want to talk about it. Well, they'll talk about it, but they don't want to allow it to be demonstrated. Why don't we demonstrate it in the church a little bit?
That's right.
I hope every pastor this Sunday, this was in Christ, when they talk about Pentecost, I hope they have a call in their church for people to come down and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they may not have to have their hands laid on them. They might, but they could receive. Ask and you shall receive. That's what Jesus said. Just ask and you'll receive the baptism, okay?
We're not to be afraid of the Holy Ghost. We're not to be ashamed of the Holy Ghost. That's what he told Timothy.
That's right.
Don't be ashamed of me. You know, basically I'm saying that. Well, I want to go over here to 1 Thessalonians, and we're going to go over to the book of Acts. Of course, a lot of you all know about that, but we're going to just go and read some of the scriptures over there. You know, just reading the Word of God should awaken us to know
right.
that we need this gift, because it's a power gift.
Sure is.
And it's, you know, it has many, there's gifts,
but it's a power gift.
It's a gift that will give us to be able to love others like God loves us. You know, we can't love people in our own power. But it says over here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I'm going to start in verse 16. Because, you know, we may prophesy. I know we're going to prophesy. We prophesy over people tonight, over people on Sunday, Friday. We prophesy, and what we don't, like you said, it's not in the mind. It's got to come from the Spirit of God. And that's through the Holy Ghost. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. Well, wow, we need to be praying without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
That's right.
And he says, quench not the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Quench not the Spirit. We're not to quench the Holy Ghost.
Don't put a blanket over it, yeah.
No, the Spirit of God wants to move through us through the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
That's in us. And Holy Ghost means that, ghost means that we are hosting God. So you are hosting God. And when you host God, then you allow God's Spirit to move through you. And then it says, despise not prophesying.
Whoa.
So when we prophesy over people, it's the Holy Ghost
speaking
through us.
Hallelujah.
To somebody. To what? To bless them, to edify them, to give them a word. Maybe it'll be a word of knowledge. A word of knowledge comes from the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Give
word
them a
of
word
wisdom.
Of wisdom. That comes from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You know, direction. You know, I've heard numbers. Just this past week, I heard numbers. I heard things God's spoken to me. When you're praying about something and you're praying to the Holy Ghost, God will quicken you. It's a quickening spirit.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost is quickening. The Holy Ghost quickens our spirit to be able to hear God when we're praying. Say we're praying in English, okay? We should all pray in English, right? So we can all understand each other.
Amen.
Right? So say we're all praying in English over a certain situation, and we've been doing that over a certain situation with a couple in our church who is in the process of making a move. Well, when we pray and they pray, you know, it's not just, doesn't just come to one person. It comes to those who are praying. You might get a little, somebody else might get a little.
You'll give them
and
direction.
Then there's the agreement, because there's the agreement is not in the mind. The agreement has to be in the Spirit.
I'll do you.
So when the agreement comes in the Spirit, then you have that peace of God in your mind and your heart, and to know that you, to go forth and do what God has said. But when you just start going forth and doing what you think is right, or what you want, or what you might desire might not be what God desires. Okay?
Amen.
So, but see, God has the best. And so God has been speaking to me and to others about, and he's given me figures, numbers, you know, direction. And so all I have to do is see the prophet just brings forth the word.
Amen.
All I have to do is say what I believe, and you don't have to say, thus saith the Lord. This is what I believe the Lord is speaking to me. And so you speak that, and then, you know, it's going to be agree with somebody, with their spirit, and when they pray about it, and this, they'll have be in agreement. So we're not to quench the Spirit, because the Spirit of God is what brings revelation through the Holy Ghost
that's right. We
have. So when we listen and we pray in the Holy Ghost, then God gives us direction. And so it says, despise not prophesying. So when we pray over somebody, we believe that God is going to speak.
That's right.
So you got to have faith.
Speak life to them.
And you don't need to have a lot of faith. You just need the grain of a mustard seed,
that's
right?
Open your mouth and he'll fill it.
That's all you need, you know? You just need the grain of a mustard seed. All you have to do, Jesus said what? You just speak to the mountain, right? You don't have to yell. You don't have to. You just speak to it. So it's according to your faith, you know. It's according to, and you know, just that little bit of mustard, that mustard seed is very small.
Do we believe it or not, right?
But if you have doubt and unbelief, that's in your mind. And so that will disqualify that little bit of faith that you might have, that mustard seed faith, that will disqualify
from
you moving that mountain or putting that tree, that was cursed, that Jesus cursed, remember? So it says, quench not the spirit and despise not prophesying. Well, we prophesy in our church all the time, anytime.
Amen.
Over people, visitors, over people, some people have got many prophecies, and we
got lots of testimonies.
Lots of testimonies.
Yep.
And I remember lots of different things that we have prophesied, and you know they've come to pass.
Amen.
So we're not to quench the spirit, but if we hold back, and we are ashamed of the Holy Ghost, then you know some people are ashamed, some people are afraid, some people are fear that somebody's going to say something about them. Like maybe a wife or a husband has the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues, but they won't pray in the Holy Ghost because their mate doesn't. Well, you know, that's not according to God's word. That's doing exactly what Paul told Timothy not to do.
That's right.
So he says, despise not prophesying. So we'll be prophesying over people tonight. Prove all things. Hold
Amen.
Fast
that's
that
right.
which is good.
Amen.
And it says, abstain from the appearance of evil.
Well, all
praying
evil, yeah.
the Holy Ghost is not evil.
That's right.
It's not evil. It's the power of God. Hallelujah.
And I've said this before many times on this program. If we're a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay, and if we don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, what happens usually is they're going to, when they minister to somebody, they're going to minister out of their mind. You cannot minister the things of the Spirit out of
Amen.
Your mind. It has to come from your spirit. God's going to give it to you, and it's going to drop into your spirit, and then you minister according to the spirit that God's given you. And when you do that, people's going to be blessed, stirred, activated. They'll be blessed and exhorted, comforted, all those things that we know. And so we have to do it out of the spirit. That's why you all, if you're born again and you have the baptism, you have an unction to function to accomplish what God wants to have said and done. And so we move into that. So what you do, you hear God and then you just say what God said. That's all you have to do. You don't have to make up anything at all. You just move into that realm. And sometimes I'll just get one or two words and then it just comes after that first two words, because the first two words is what? Bringing you to a place of stepping out in faith and say, all right, Lord, I can trust you to finish what you're telling this person that's standing before me. And that's all we have to do. And we don't have to pray in tongues before we prophesy over somebody.
No.
But sometimes the Lord just tells me to do it for a little bit. And so it just kind of shuts down the mind realm where we're trying to think things, and it's going to come from the Spirit of God, and then it's going to click into their mind or our mind to say the right things to that particular person, that they can be touched, stirred, activated, healed, imparted, whatever they need to have at that time. Deliverance, I mean. And so it has to be by the Spirit of God. And we see that the apostles, you know, they didn't do anything. Well, we know Jesus sent the 70 out one time, and he specially anointed them, and they went out and did miracles and all that. But after that, before they were born again and all, well, nothing happened, okay? Nothing. They weren't doing much. In fact, a lot of the men were going to go back to their old trade. They're going to go back and start fishing again, okay? And so, but when they were told to tarry in the upper room for those 10 days, and they did, and what happened? There was a suddenly came in that room. They were all baptized with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance and all that. And so what happened? They went out at that from that point on, and they began to turn the world upside down. So why wasn't that done before? Why would they be thinking about going back to the trade of fishing, being a fisherman or a tax collector? No. The power of God came on them. And so they went out and moved out and accomplished the things that God wanted them to do. And all of them, except for John, died terrible deaths. So there was something imparted to them that was so powerful and so strong that they would not deny anything that Jesus had told them to say or do. And so this is what we have to understand with this. This is not something to be hidden. Most of the church wants to hide this. Why do we do this? This, you know, to me, the two most important things we have with God is first we get born again, and then we get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and we walk into that realm, into the supernatural realm. That's what God wants. That's how this country can be changed. This is how churches can be changed. This is how families can be changed. But if we aren't willing to do that, what happens? Well, God's just being held back. So I don't want to put a blanket over this. We don't want to stop what God's doing. And the Bible tells us do not blaspheme what? The Holy Ghost. Remember what Jesus said one time? He said, you can say what you want about my Father. You can say what you want about me. But if you speak something against the Holy Ghost and what he's doing, he said, it will not be forgiven in this life or the one to come. This is kind of scary. And so we got ministers today that stand behind podiums and say that this is of the devil. This is not for today. My Bible I read says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, glory be to God, and forever. He has not changed. And anything that he gives us, he will never take away. So this is the mindset of man. And I'll tell you, I'm a God chaser, not a man chaser. I want God, and that's what I want. I don't want anything else. I'm going
to
believe what God says in his book, and I'm going
to
put it in my heart and trust it and believe it. So we got to be God chasers and forget about chasing what men have to say, because they've perverted this all down through time. And some of the most well-known men that now their ministries are still going on and just been handed down and all that, they don't even believe in praying in tongues. And the men that started those ministries, they were powerful. They were blood-bought. Hallelujah. Husa kandaba. They were baptized in the Holy Ghost and doing great deeds and power. And that's why their ministries were accomplished.
Well, there's a radio station in our area that they won't have people on there that pray in tongues.
That's right.
And it's exactly who you said just a minute ago. Was the one who had the power of God, and he did pray in tongues.
That's right.
So
we need that.
Things don't change. You know, people say, "Well, I've prayed in tongues. I've kind of grown over that now. I've grown up." No, that's the power of God. That's a mind that doesn't understand.
So it lays
what
dormant.
God is wanting to do.
Nobody does anything with it.
Because there's mysteries. You know,
that's right.
That's a carnal mind. That doesn't think that praying in tongues is
for today.
So we need the power. We need it more than ever. I mean, what's going on in our country? We need it more than ever. I want you to find that place. I'm going to show over here a little bit over here in 1 Corinthians. But I want you to find that place where, before we go back to Acts, it is when all those people received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I think it's in Acts somewhere. And they hadn't even been baptized in water yet.
That's right.
You know, God has, God. You know, we can't figure God out. God does things the way he wants to do them. And so we just have to let God be God. Amen. I just want to read over here. And first, of course, we all know about the love chapter, right? And definitely
yeah.
We need the Holy Ghost to
be able to
walk in that love and all those things where it says in chapter 13.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go to 14 where it says, follow after charity, which is love. That's love. That's a special kind of love for believers. And that's another word that's not in the other Bibles.
Yeah.
It says, and desire spiritual gifts. Well, this gifts means spiritual things.
That's
it's
right.
In italics, means desire spiritual things.
Spiritual things.
But rather that you may prophesy.
Hallelujah.
Of course, we need to prophesy. It's prophecy hasn't stopped. You know, the prophet is not dead. There's still prophets in the world today. And, you know, we teach a class on prophecy. Not everyone is a prophet, but everyone can prophesy.
That's right.
Because it's the spirit of prophecy, which is talked about in the book of Revelation. That's the name of this church, spirit of prophecy.
Revelation 19:10.
Right. Revelation 19:10 talks about the spirit of prophecy. Jesus Christ, the testimony of Jesus Christ.
He's the spirit of prophecy. That's right.
That's right. And he's also where we receive these mysteries from the Lord. It says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Amen. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. We're speaking unto God, and God gives us the words then to prophesy to men. For no man understand him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Now see, mysteries, because when they were in the upper room, they spoke the wonderful works of God. So those wonderful works of God are mysteries.
That's right.
And so God continues to give us mysteries, and he continues to unfold the mysteries, because mysteries come in levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're surface. They come in levels. And so many people are just on the surface. So we need to go the deeper things of God. We need to go deep, deep, deep. You know, if you go deep, deep, deep in the deepest ocean, there are fish that have never been found.
That's right.
No name for them. So they find those things. So we want those deeper mysteries of God.
Amen.
Now I want to go over here in verse 14. It says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. Our spirit needs to pray.
Amen.
Well, we don't just need to pray with our mouth
English, yeah.
On and on and on and on and on and on and on. People pray about the same thing, nothing ever changes. You need the Spirit of God to make things change. He's the one who'll make things change.
Amen.
So he said, pray in the Spirit. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. That's true. But my understanding is unfruitful. That's true. What is it then? He says, this is what he says I'm going to do. This is directions, okay?
Yeah.
This is part of the church that needs to do this. These are our directions. He says, well, what is it that I'm going to do then? He says, I will pray with the Spirit.
So there's a will involved.
I will.
I will.
I have to
choose to do it.
To pray in the Spirit.
That's
I can
right.
turn off the water fountain. I can turn the water fountain on.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Ghost is like the water fountain. If you got to turn it on if you want it to flow.
That's right.
Amen.
Let it out.
Hallelujah. He says, I will pray with the understanding. So we pray with the Spirit. We pray with the understanding.
Hopefully,
many times when we pray in the Spirit, God gives us the understanding.
That's right.
That's what happens to me when I'm praying for somebody. Many times God will give me a word. Maybe it's one word. Maybe it's when one word will lead to two, three, four, five. But you got to open your mouth and say the word. Don't be fearful.
Feel it. That's right.
He said he'd feel it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I will pray with the understanding also. Now we're talking about singing. Wow, this is a different thing. This really takes you to another level. Because, you know, singing, some people don't want to sing out loud.
That's right.
He says, I'm going to sing in the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How do you sing in the Spirit, Pastor Gene?
Sing.
Hallelujah. See? You don't have to have a beautiful
voice.
Gorgeous voice that you have. But God thinks when it reaches God, it's like, oh boy, he's listening, you know. He's bending over there looking down. Wow, listen, to my children are praying in the Holy Ghost. They're praying in the Spirit. The gift that I gave them.
We can sing in the service, can't we? In our meetings. We can sing. And it noises it abroad in your heavenly language.
They're singing in the Spirit. Paul says, I will. Here's another I will. This is a third I will. I will sing with the Spirit. Well, you know, you can't sing with the Spirit unless you're going to open your mouth.
That's right.
Now, I've heard people say, well, I can pray in the Holy Ghost in my mind. Well, you're going to sing in your mind too? Listen, singing, you should be able to hear something.
You got to open your mouth.
You should hear something. I will sing. How can I know? Sing in the Spirit. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, boy. I can just get into another realm.
Whoa.
Right here. Amen.
I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding. How do you think some of these awesome prophetic songs have been written? People who were singing in the Spirit, or sitting at a keyboard, or had a guitar,
right.
And they start singing in the Spirit, and all of a sudden,
the Lord gives
them a prophetic word.
Right off the keyboard.
Many songs are prophetic songs.
That's right.
And they're prophetic words that God has given them by the Spirit. And so then they...
Dottie Rambo used to do it all the time.
Yes. I feel goosebumps. And you don't have to feel goosebumps to have the Holy Ghost, but it's nice, isn't it? So a lot of these songs that we hear have been birthed by the Spirit. So he says, then I will sing also in the understanding. Those things are so powerful. And I want to go here in verse 18. I know I'm jumping around, but don't have time to read the whole thing. He says, Paul said, I thank my God.
Mm-hmm.
One God. God, Jehovah. Lord God. I speak with tongues more than ye all. He needed it.
He was praying in tongues all the time, right?
That's how he got the revelation.
That's right.
That's how he got all of the information. How much of the Bible is written by him?
Two-thirds of the New Testament.
Two-thirds of the New Testament.
That's right.
He went and he spent time with the Lord on his own and also
out in the Arabian desert for 3 years.
Prayed in the Holy Ghost. I thank God, my God.
And he said, no man gave me this out in Galatians chapter 1, okay? No man's going to give this to you. Only God's going to give it to you.
And he also said, tongues are for a sign.
That's right.
You know, there's so many things that it's a sign. And it's tongues, it's a doctrine. Now, a lot of people would disagree with that.
It is a doctrine. It's a doctrine. It's in the Bible.
It's a doctrine in the Bible. And so many churches, they don't have this doctrine.
They remove this doctrine.
And the Bible says that we're not supposed to remove anything.
That's right.
Or add anything.
And they're robbing their people. They're robbing people.
It's like robbing the cradle.
That's right. You're robbing
the babies of getting
the fullness of God.
The fullness of God. See, we're supposed to have milk and meat. And so, and the meat is, the Holy Ghost is going to bring us into the deeper things, those mysteries that I talked about over here.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of God, the Spirit speaks mysteries. In the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. So when you're praying the Holy Ghost, you're receiving those mysteries of God.
You know, I mentioned a while ago, I'm not going to be a man chaser or a God chaser.
God chaser.
Think about, we also want to be what? With God, huh?
Holy.
We want to be holy And we want to do the things that God says, not what man says. Okay, that's why the Jews got a lot of trouble.
We want to seek first the kingdom of God.
And so I'll tell you this. I'm a pastor, and I stand by a podium every week. I'm never going to have to stand before God, and he tell me that you put a blanket over what I wanted done in the people that I've given you stewardship over. And
you quenched
the Holy Ghost. And I'll never be charged with that, with Amen. What God wants. The leadership today has a responsibility to give the people of God, the full counsel of God, and don't remove this and add this. You got to give them the full counsel of God. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. There's not one thing that he's changed. Man is the one. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to be a man chaser. I want to be a God chaser. Amen. That's what we want. And so if we can just keep that in our mind and heart, we'll know what God's wanting. And so God wants us for the entire, everyone that comes to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he wants them to have a heavenly language that they can pray to God.
This is the season. We're moving into a season of revelation. And if you want the revelation of God, then you must have the baptism. You must be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And it says over here in Acts chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "For John truly baptized with water, but ye
that's
means
right. you
ye
all.
In the King James." Mm-hmm. Here, that's a little word that means
you all.
You all, okay? Means everybody. Not in all the Bibles, is it?
Nope.
When you say you, it means singular. One person, you. This means
you all.
So the Holy Ghost, through the King James Bible, makes things clear. It's also a dictionary, built-in dictionary, if people would just understand that. Mm-hmm. "But ye, you all, shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." It also says you're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Now, I wanted to talk about fire, but, you know, we're not going to have time to talk about fire. But the fire of God is what cleanses us. It's what not only cleanses us, it brings us into those deeper things of God. Amen. You know, there's different types of heat. And so if we don't get on fire, hot for God, then we are not moving in a strong fire, that's gonna just move us into the greater things that God wants.
You know, I'm thinking about this, Pastor Donna. Those that are baptized in the Holy Ghost, it'll change your whole prayer language.
Your whole life.
Not only in the spirit, but I mean, even when you can pray in tongues for a while, pray in English, but it's going to change your whole approach to prayer, and you're going to hear things that you've never heard before.
It will.
And that's why we need it. It's so powerful.
And it'll bring you the answers to the prayer. People say, "Well, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, but I don't have an answer." Praying
the Holy Ghost
will bring the answers. Will bring you the answers.
That's
so you need to be
know.
Baptized in the Holy Ghost. You come to church tonight, and you come Spirit of Prophecy, and we certainly will pray for you to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to read chapter 2, verse 17. "And it shall come to pass," this is a prophecy that Joel had, "in the last days,"
hallelujah,
"saith God."
It's active today.
That's right. It's now. "I will pour out of my spirit," this is God's spirit, "upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. You know, that visions is like prophecy. "And your old men shall dream dreams."
Dreams
also are like prophecy, that, you know, you can have prophetic dreams.
Amen.
"Things that are going to come to pass." And verse 18, "And on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." He's covering everyone, young, old, sleeping, awake, visions,
Amen.
Tongues, everyone can prophesy. Like I said, they're not all prophets, but we can all prophesy one by one. We're not talking about tongues and interpretation here.
Nope.
No.
A heavenly language you got
tongues
what you
and have. Interpretation is a totally different subject.
That's right.
We're talking about speaking for God.
Right.
Hearing a word from the Holy Ghost, speaking the word of God, finding the mysteries, praying to the Holy Ghost. God gives us mysteries for ourselves. He gives us mysteries for the church. He gives us mysteries to share. But we need this.
Sure do.
We need this. And did you find that place about those guys?
In fact, let's go. It's in Acts chapter 10.
Oh, I thought it was somewhere in there.
And we'll just read this. I got another place in Acts. If we have time, we can look at it too here. I'm going to, Peter was speaking here, but I'm going to start in verse 44 for time's sake here.
Thank you, Lord.
It says, "While Peter yet spake," while he was telling them about Yeshua, "while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard," what? "The word." Okay, now listen. "And they of the circumcision," this were the Jews, "which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out," what? Here we go now. the gift, here we go, the definite oracle of the Holy Ghost, and they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God, just like in Acts chapter 2 over there. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? So here they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost before they got water baptized. Incredible.
Then they baptized them in water.
Right.
So, you know, here we have Jews and Gentiles, all, they're listening to Peter, right? They're all listening to Peter. They're listening to while Peter
he was preaching,
spake the words. He was speaking the words.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost fell on all. So some people say, well, it's just for certain people. It's just for, you know what? The Bible also says, if you want to be ignorant, let you be ignorant still.
That's what it says.
You know, but the Holy Ghost is not just for special people or certain churches. See, the Pentecost, you said Pentecost means 50. It means 50. The outpouring.
The 50th day.
Pentecost doesn't mean Pentecostal church.
That's right.
No, that's just a church name that somebody
took. It was birthed
took,
at that time,
and
yeah.
they took that name, and they named themselves Pentecostal Church, just
that's
like a Baptist church will name themselves a Baptist, or a Lutheran, Lutheran. Well, those are just names or titles.
Or a charismatic church,
right? Mm-hmm. But this here we're talking about the Holy Ghost wanting to fall on all. It says all. Didn't it say all there? We're going to read that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, here it is. The Holy Ghost fell on all. Them which heard the word.
They heard the word.
So they're hearing the word about the Holy Ghost.
And the truth about
it. About the word, about Jesus.
Needs to be preached tomorrow.
It needs to be preached tomorrow in every single church, right?
That's right.
He's basically saying the same thing he said over here in Acts chapter 1.
That's
he's
right.
He's telling the people about God. He's telling them about the Lord Jesus Christ. He's telling them about the Holy Ghost and how it fell on them. And they, of the circumcision, so the Jews which believed, they were astonished because what? Here, there's these Gentiles standing around, and they start praying in tongues.
Whoa!
Oh, well, you know, I'm the one that's supposed to pray in tongues, not you. No,
right.
There's no, God is no respecter of persons, right?
That's right. So ministers need to quit hiding behind things. If you believe this, let it manifest in your meetings with your people. That's so important. Now, here's another good place, Pastor.
So it says they heard them.
Heard them.
So awesome. Speak with tongues.
That's right.
They were speaking with tongues. They got their prayer language, and they were magnifying God.
Amen.
Wow. What an awesome experience. You know,
that's right.
You know, we need these kind of... See, those Jews needed to see that kind of experience, because they could have had a proud, an attitude.
That's right.
Right? An attitude. They could
that's
have
right.
had... Because the first people that were... that believed in Jesus, they were mostly Jews.
That's right.
They were mostly Jews. But then here we have, now we have some Gentiles coming into that are starting, it's happening too. So they needed that experience to know that they can't be so uppity-uppity. God has given this gift to everybody.
That's right. We should never be ashamed of it.
No, or proud of it, that you are,
right.
I got something that you don't have.
Right.
No, everybody should have this.
That's right.
Everyone needs the gift
right.
of the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Christ is the power of all this. But I'm going to take you
and
over
it's to, holy.
That's right. Let's go to Acts 19. We got about 11 minutes here. And let's look at this here a little bit. I'm just going to read
Lord.
Six verses in chapter 19, starting in verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, in other words, they had come to Jesus, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Well, they didn't. So see, you don't get this thing all at one time. You could, but remember, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is subsequent to being born again. So here they were born again.
Thought they believed.
Yeah.
Actually, if we go ahead and read, we'll see what they believed.
Yeah, it says that they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Okay.
They hadn't heard about
That's
the Holy
right.
Ghost. So see, you got to hear it, don't you?
That's right. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. John the Baptist. Okay, what was that? That was a washing. That was a, they took a bath. Of bringing their sins and all for repentance, they thought, you know, he made them give them clear conscience, in other words, but it wasn't the baptism that God was wanting them to have.
So they hadn't received Jesus yet. They really were not born again yet, because
they were
underneath John.
Although it says
John's
they were disciples.
Disciples of John.
Yeah.
Under John's teaching and all. And they were seeking holiness. They were seeking truth. Because they said, we haven't even heard about this Holy Ghost.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Then verse 4 says, then said Paul, John verily baptized with a baptism of repentance, you know, to clear out their conscience of the way they were living, saying unto the people that they should what? Believe on him which should come, who's that? Yeshua, after him, that is on Christ Jesus. Now listen, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus means they were baptized again now.
Now they're being baptized again. This is in water.
That's right.
They're being baptized again in water in the name of the Lord Jesus. Not in John's name.
No, but in Jesus' name.
But in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus' name.
That's right.
See,
the Father,
Lord,
the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
He must be Lord.
Amen.
He's our salvation, but he must be Lord.
And verse 6 says, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, now we got laying on of hands.
Now we got
a lot of
Holy
church
Ghost.
Places don't believe in laying on of hands, okay? The Holy Ghost, what, came on them when he laid hands on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied.
Woo!
And it says that all the men were about 12 that had that happen to them.
That's another 12 disciples.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
They began to speak with tongues and they began to prophesy because they were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Shata kesam roboko santaraba. This is what we need today. As it says in Acts chapter 2 over there, when Peter stood up, he says, this is that. This is that. This is that. This is what we need. We need that. And we've got most of the church laying it down. They're ashamed of it. They want to muzzle it. It's not for today. Well, I got news. We need to continue. And Roscoe and Audrey, you too, you lovely people over there in Andros Island.
Thank you, Lord.
You keep praying in tongues, and as you do, you know God's going to give you more words and more understanding, and the prayers will be more powerful than ever before than we pray out of our minds. And so just continue to do it. Walk those grounds over there up and down. Conch sound, hallelujah. I'm getting on fire here.
Thank you, Lord.
God's going to do a work with you too that it's going to blow your mind here in this next year. So just continue to pray, because that's the power that God's given you. And so never be ashamed of it. And so, Lord, we thank you that we're not going to be ashamed of it in any way,
Amen.
Shape, or form. I pray for more ministers that are on TV,
Lord,
walk back and forth in their meetings and all that. And they're not ashamed
Holy
to pray
Ghost.
In tongues, just like Rodney Howard Brown. Release him even more so, just to pray in the Spirit, Father God, and stirs and activates and brings people to a new place. And so we're thanking you for that power. And so we're praying, Father God and your Son, that tomorrow the minister won't just talk about this, but they're going to give people an opportunity to see it manifested, and it can come in their life. Ask and you shall receive. That's what we need in this day and this hour.
So, you know, here we could ask the same question that Paul asked. Ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? So you got to know what somebody believes in.
That's
so
right.
Some people walk into a church and you think they're born again.
That's
okay?
right. They may
you
not
think
be.
That, see, they thought they believed. They didn't. They thought they were walkers. They knew they were godly people, holy people seeking the truth. But they didn't really have the full truth. They only had part of the truth.
It.
They only had the teaching of righteousness,
That's
which
right.
John taught on. Amen. And repentance, you know. But we could ask the same thing. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Since you believed.
And a lot
since
of people
you
have
believed.
Not.
That's right. And what's so powerful was, because these men were seeking truth, and I'm sure people who are listening to us are seeking truth.
I
they
hope
wouldn't
so.
Be listening to us, right?
Amen.
So what did they do? They laid their hands upon them. This is so simple. And the Holy Ghost came on them. Now, see, it doesn't say it fell. The other places said it fell. Some people have problems with that.
Impartation with the hand.
It came on them because
Amen.
Of the impartation of the laying on hands. You got the Holy Ghost, you're going to lay hands on somebody, they're going to get the Holy Ghost. It's you catch it. It's an anointing
That's
you catch.
Right.
You don't learn it. You don't teach it. You do teach it, but, you know, you share it. But it's an anointing you receive. You just receive. It's like a gift. Give somebody a gift, you receive it, right? Amen. And so he says here, and all the men the Holy Ghost came on them, and they bespake with tongues and prophesied. So tongues and prophecy goes together. It shows you right here, there you cannot separate tongues and prophecy.
That's right.
So people try to stop tongues, they try to stop prophesying. You can't separate the two. And so here, all these men, because they were hungry men of God, holy men of God, they all received, and here he says 12, and I thought, you know, that is such a prophetic number, because that number means government, and so it shows you here, you know, Jesus started out with 12,
That's
but
right.
he wants to do 12 at a time, multiplication. Now here we got 12 men that are full of the Holy Ghost,
Hallelujah.
Praying in tongues, holy men of God, going out and preaching. They get baptized with water in the name of the Lord Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. And they go forth in the power of God.
That's
now
right.
They've got the power of God.
Let me read something.
See, without
here.
That, without the Holy Ghost, we don't have the power.
That's right. I want to read something out of Mark chapter 16.
Okay.
Now, most of the church don't believe this. Listen to this. Afterward, verse 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart. Because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Yes.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be, that means water baptized,
shall be saved,
but he that believeth not shall be what? Damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now listen to this.
Amen.
In my name shall they cast out devils.
Devils.
They shall speak with new tongues.
Tongues.
Okay. And they shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So
Glory.
Then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God. But look at verse 20. And they that went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word, what? With signs following. Signs and wonders following. So part of this was the power of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They had to have it.
That's right. They needed that. That's a sign. It's a sign. It's a witness.
So we want signs. We want to see signs in our meetings. Just walk and do the things that God says. Say what he says. And you'll see there's going to be some signs that will come.
And you know, it's not just for in the church. It's for your prayer line. It's for your prayer group. It's for your in home. It's wherever you're at. And sometimes you're out there like the one time you were out there. And I don't know how many times it's happened to you. You're out there talking in tongues. I mean, I wake up in the night and you're talking in tongues. And I thought, well, I wonder what he's talking about, the mysteries of God. Well, one day he was standing in the deli just talking in tongues to some lady. Said, well, what country are you from? And it kind of caught you off guard. You said, well, I'm from heaven.
I'm from heaven.
Hallelujah. You know,
that ended the conversation.
Well, that's
that's right.
Well, she'll never forget that. That person will never forget that. And
I'm
even
from heaven.
Who knows, that could be a sign right then and there. And
that's a heavenly language we have.
I'm going to find out about this. I want to get more. This man, is he crazy or is this really true? You know, so test the spirits, right?
Amen.
Bible says to do that. Well, this is Pastor Gene Donna Hilton. We're just blessed to be here. And this time has gone by so quickly.
We're getting excited here.
And
I hope
excited.
You are too.
We're having our Holy Ghost meetings this weekend. Tonight, 7 o'clock, and also tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. But I know tonight's going to be powerful. So just come. The power of the Holy Ghost is going to move.
Ask and you shall receive.
Ask and you shall receive.
He'll do it for you.
And we're Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We're here in Stuart, Florida.
Amen.
The address is 43 Southwest Monterey Road. We're in the Monterey Plaza, right next door to the Save-A-Lot Food Store in Stuart, Florida. So give us a call if you'd like to have more directions, or if you'd like a calendar for this month, give us a call and, you know, press into these things of God. Check them out.
Amen.
Read your Bible. Check it out and see what God says about the Holy Ghost. Well, get in a Bible that says Holy Ghost, okay? Because that will show you the difference when he's talking about the Spirit of God and when he's trying to tell us about the Holy Ghost, which
Spirit of God
have
moves on our Holy
us.
Ghost.
The,
that's right.
The Spirit of God moves on the Holy Ghost in us because we've
right.
been all received
We're hosting
a
God.
Portion. See, we've
Amen.
Been talking about this portion, this counting the...
The Omer?
The Omer. Well, we all receive that portion.
That's
we
right.
all have the same portion. It's just how we use it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well, this is Pastor Gene and Donna. Our phone number here in...
It goes by fast.
In Stuart, Florida is area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007.
So I'll say this as we close on this. I'll never be ashamed of the gospel. I'll never be ashamed of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We'll talk about, they go hand in hand.
Amen.
We need them. It's two things that we need completely in our life. We have to be born again and then have the baptism. So we'll never be ashamed of the gospel. Like Paul said, we'll never be ashamed of praying in tongues. And I'll do it publicly wherever I'm at. And I don't concern it with myself with that. Whatever God wants to happen, it'll happen. It'll just come out. And so we have to relieve that. Not relieve it, we should receive it, and it'll relieve ourselves.
Receive it. And
but it'll relieve us of saying, well, it's not for today. And so
true.
If you don't have the baptism, you can ask today. Ask the Lord, he'll give it to you.
Amen.
So we're ready to close here, Pastor Donna. All right. I'm still getting wound up here. So, Father, we thank you for this. And so, Lord, we tell everybody, if we close this program every week, we tell you to look up, because your redemption draws nigh. But we have a lot more work to do. So what do we say when we close, Pastor
Donna? Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Spirit of Prophecy.